Proverex.com, your one-stop place for tips, talks, and services surrounding cybersecurity.
All right. So we have been hearing of all this money scheme, doubling of money online through broadcast and all sorts of social media platforms, whereby people are requested to drop some certain amount of money for them to get higher returns, probably from 50% to 100%, sometimes above 100%. All this kind of money scheme have caused a lot of people to go bankrupt, and it all boils down to how we get information online and how we make use of those information. Now, we have someone on our show today, on our talk show, that will be talking to us on finance security and all this money doubling scheme. A lot of people fall for this scam online. Sometimes people's WhatsApp are being hacked, and maybe your friend, you trust your friend and he send you this thing and you get it and be like, oh, since it's my friend that sent it, let me just go along with this program. So we'll be hearing from this startup team lead. He'll be giving us insight on how we should figure out all this money doubling scheme and how we should tackle them. I am Alabi from Proverex, and I have my co-host Lola. Please, Lola, tell us more about yourself.
I'm Lola, cybersecurity 211. That's all I can say for now.
All right, so I would like to introduce our guest. This is someone that has started an investment startup in Kaduna, in Mina. One of the fastest growing startup in transportation, to be specific, although other things will be coming up later on, but for now he's still in transport business and he's doing very, very well. He is going to share a very good insight on finance security, how we should see all this scam online and how we should tackle them, and how we should also see a genuine investment, and how can we figure out genuine investment, because we all know that we want to let our money work for us, but some people will just use that avenue to bring in a fraudulent scheme and just wipe your money. So we'd like to hear from Buhari. Buhari, please tell us more about yourself.
Okay, good morning. My name is Buhari Dauda, team lead at HTEP Resources. We at HTEP Resources run our transport business management system, which focus on resource investments. And I'm talking about money doubling scheme and how they get into people without being easily noticed, or even if they are noticed, they can still have their way into the heart of their victims. It's really an alarming and really a fast-growing scam, or a cyber scam, that is currently trending. Now, one of the major things is going into the heart of individual is mostly a thing of the understanding those individuals. As Nigerians, we are, sorry to say, the greed type of people. We are very greed, and we always get attracted to things that look very, very lucrative without proper understanding of what they are and how they come to be. We run away from things that actually look so real but really not that lucrative, because we feel like it's actually too, you know, small to our taste. And that is why most people run away from bank investment, they run away from investment that pays smaller interest.
Yeah.
And if you run away from something that is not of your interest, you will actually be attracted to something that is opposite it, which is something of high return, something of high interest, something promising, something short term. And actually, it's one of the primary things that actually get people to, okay, fine, since these people are not willing to do something legit, let's also look for a way to present the unlegit thing. And, you know, scammers have their way of going into the heart of people.
That's right. Thank you for giving us insight into that. I believe you have been in the investment sector for a very long time, and you can give us a very good information that other internet users will benefit from. So, talking about this money doubling scheme, how do you see that these people, these fraudulent people, get to the heart of people for them to go into this scheme? Like, you can imagine someone just getting all this message. What do you think is behind all this motive of them getting people to subscribe to this fraudulent money doubling scheme?
Well, one thing I can say is information is always the key. Now, currently, most people that are very, very aware of this, they find it very easy to scale through that scam. But the truth is, about 80% of individuals don't even know about these schemes. And that information that they lack is really one of the first challenge to them being scammed. Then another thing again that is one of the major challenges we talked before, which is greed. A lot of people want their money to grow one way or the other, but they feel like short, long-term investments and investment that give them smaller percentage are not promising, so they are not interested in things like that. So those type of people are easily targeted, and since they run away from something, then they must be looking for something. And when they found those things they are looking for, regardless of how legit it is, because most of them don't take the time to actually make a survey search of those schemes that have been presented to them. Probably because it comes from a trusted person, you know, you may be friend with someone and then his account is being hacked, which you may not know, as that is the only way he can communicate to you. So he can't tell you that my account has been hacked. So I'm your friend and I sent you a message that there is this scheme that I'm doing, you know. That fact that I told you I'm doing it gives you this interest that since this person is doing it, I can also do it. And since this person have benefited, I can also benefit. Now, with the trend of communication is now far growing to the extent of messaging than calls, people will not even take the time, okay, let me call and hear from this person. Because nowadays, it was before that you said, okay, fine, everything is on call. But now the communication is more of messages. So, and if I'm messaging you, either I'm the person that is talking to you or it is someone that is not me, you feel convinced that it is still me that is talking to you. And you easily get attracted to whatever I'm doing because you trust me and you know me. And you feel like since I said I have done it, and you can also do it and actually get the benefit. Then another thing again is the timing. They give them this short time frame. And the truth is there is no real and genuine investment that will give you this return within short time. If we should be realistic, let's open our minds openly. There is no that business that you will do as a normal business, a standard business, that will double your money, not even within a day, not even within a week, except if it's just maybe a jackpot, which you can't just get it from a start. It must be just once in a while stuff. Then, and that thing again that they also do is social engineering. They try to study the person and know what the person like. Okay, fine, I'm a kind of person who is interested in farming, or probably farm investment. So if I present to you a scheme that talk about farming, you will be attracted to that platform, regardless of whether the return is short or term, or probably I'm the kind of person who love bond investment or bank investment. So I can formulate something that have to do with banking investment and present it to look genuine. And because I made mention it's bank, blah, 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 you will now be attracted. Wow, since bank investment, it looks genuine, the term and the name we use are very, very genuine, so the person can easily get attracted. So social engineering play a vital role also there, because they study the person and know what the person want. If this person is actually greed, or this person is interested in a particular field of investment. Now, putting all these things together give them an edge over the entire concept. Okay, fine, this is what this person is, and this is how we can get this person. And, you know, presenting it as somebody who knows, I know you and you know me, so fine, I can easily get you convinced to invest in my platform. Then another thing they use is fake alerts or fake credit alerts. They form fake credit alerts, and you know, most people believe that results is always the answer to all their questions. Once they are seeing results, then they can easily go into stuff. And without actually verifying how true are those alerts. Because I can remember vividly, there are some people that once you post an alert on the group chat, the first thing they check is there a call button attached to that message? Exactly. Because it is very clear that most finance body, like the banks, if they are sending you a message, you can't call them. So, and our devices nowadays make that feature very clear to us that once that message comes in, there will not be that call button attached to that message.
Related to that, let me quickly chip in. Okay. So you see, a lot of people are not so inclined, or they don't have a lot of technical knowledge to be able to figure out this logic you just gave them, that this call button and other things. So how can you figure out immediately if this alert, because a lot of people like to see proof. Yes. I think from proof you'll be able to like, oh, this thing seems to be true. So how do you think that they can cater for that proof of concept?
Well, that concept is really not one way to rely on, but if the person, because most of them now, they realize that people used to notice that call button, so they crop it out.
Okay.
But at least that is the first thing that we check in most cases. When you send an alert, the first thing we check, is there a call button? Call that will tell us that this is a genuine or not a genuine message from the bank. So, but it's not a way to rely as a proof. Other ways you can also check proof the type of messages that come in is asking the person to send you his last alert. Now, if the person is willing to actually be clear to you, he will send you. But in most cases, it's a fraudulent act. They will tell you that this is all they have. If they can send you their last alert, it will also indicate that, call button.
Yeah, I think if what I noticed in this thing is that it seems this program is like a coordinated program. Because sometimes when I try to follow the chain of people that do this thing, you will notice like they use the same alert. I don't know if you have figured out that. They kind of use the same alert. So it seems it's like a coordinated something. So you made mention of something like social engineering and trying to craft an investment for people that go into agri or finance. Are you trying to say that they try and build this thing based on people, or they try and build it like a viral something? Because when a program starts, there are a lot of programs that we'll not be able to mention, but when this program starts, you notice it goes viral. So are you saying that they design it for some specific purpose, like they design for a specific group of people, or they just build it and make it viral? How do you think they go about this?
Now, in most cases, they don't. In most cases, most of the study I saw, they don't have a target.
Okay.
They just look at a trending platform or a platform that is doing well, or they can just come up with any name that they feel like this name is sweet to people.
Okay.
And then they start looking for a way to broadcast it. And they also use this joint effort.
Okay.
Like, for instance, now they can have a team of 10.
Yeah.
And put them in a group. Now, a team of 10, they must not necessarily be admin, or probably they can be 5. This is one of the platforms I actually studied and saw it. They can be a team of, let's say, 10, and then probably maybe only 2 will be in the group. And then when they start, they will not give like a time interval, okay, within a week. You people that are in the team will start joining the group like once in a day.
Okay.
Because people are there studying what is going on.
Yeah, yeah.
So when they see somebody new join the group and the person is giving
testimony,
they need to be convinced that, okay, this person is not even part of them. So there is no way you can just start giving testimony from nowhere. So that method, okay, fine, the person now joined and like, wow, I want to do. And then the following day, like, wow, this is so fast. I just joined yesterday and I got paid today, you know? It gives a sense of, wow, this thing is really working. This person come from nowhere and is actually giving testimony, not knowing that it's plan work. And some of them go as far as one-man effort with multiple sim. They will just, one person will just have like 10 different sim.
Wow.
His target is just for you to cook. He can do everything.
Okay.
It won't cost him much. Probably spending $1 to $5K. Yeah. And once he can get one client, he's done. Just imagine somebody spend $5K and he's doing everything possible to make sure you are convinced. And you know, there are some people that they will go as far as you are studying the system and somebody join and say he got alerts. So you may even forget about the admin. You now go to the person and please tell me, does it work? Not knowing that person you're also chatting with is part of the team or is even the same person you're talking to. Now, when that person tell you it works, you are feeling like this person is even a new person, an entirely different person.
Wow.
You tend to be convinced as well. The person can also show you his proof of alert and do everything. Now, let me take you back to when I said the call button.
Okay.
They actually understand people are actually noticing that call button.
Mm-hmm.
And the people do ask, please send me the complete screenshot without cutting it. So they also go as far as using a messaging platform, like all these SMS.
Bulk SMS.
Yes, because those one, you can send message with a name without any written phone number. So when that message comes to you, it appears as if it comes from a body that doesn't allow a call. Like for instance, I can form a message on one of the bulk SMS platform and write the sender to be Access Bank. For instance,
no, in terms of that access, I think I don't know if they still use that, but it seems that this bulk SMS platform tries to filter bank name.
Yes,
but that's why you notice some fishy email, like they are unable to carry bank name.
Yes.
So I don't really know how they used to go about it. These people seems to be kind of smart, like they try and plan everything. So so let's now go back to the social media platform. Lola, this is Nigeria and we know that majority of people use WhatsApp and all this kind of thing. So what other platform? I don't know if you have thought of any other platform, but so far, to my own perspective, I think it's WhatsApp that they mostly use to do all this kind of fraudulent money scheme.
I think they're also using Facebook also.
Facebook. I think for me, I was thinking Facebook is kind of outdated now. Or are they still using Facebook?
They're still using it.
They're still using it, but probably Facebook group or all this kind of thing. I assume Facebook should have gotten an algorithm to figure out that. But maybe that could be another thing. So, You have an investment company now. How has that been a challenge to you, or you don't find that as a challenge?
Well, sincerely speaking, it has been one of the biggest challenges I've come across. Because in most cases, when we present the idea of our business to them, which is one of the oldest business models so far, transportation, it has been existing even before the existence of machines. And it's a trending business because it's a business I can't do with day in, day out. Transportation is a continuous business. But then it's a long-term form of business, a business that your returns come in months or even year. Now, that time, that duration have been one of the major complaints people complain about. How can I put my money and then I will now say before I get the return, it will be after several months or after a year. You know, that duration have been one of the things that people are actually... Now, those things have actually contributed because there are some platforms that have exist before. Talking about, let me use an instance, MMM, for instance.
Okay.
Now, that platform and other of its like have given these people that, yes, they can actually invest and get their return in a very short term. Now, it's a platform that ran 2016, 2017. And most of the people of this age... There are most of the people that you find online currently. Most people that participate in those platforms,
They
are currently online. And what they are looking for is they have tested putting money and getting a return within a month. And the return is really high, almost as far as 30% per month. Now, anything you are bringing to them, if it is not close to that, they feel like, no, this is not worth it. Because they have tested platforms that give them that. Mm-hmm. And they are all Ponzi schemes. The only thing is they last longer and then they are able to it feel convincing. Even though at the end of it, a lot of people are affected.
Yeah.
But that notion, that feeling that fine, they go into investment and they get their return in 1 month. And they probably have not done any long-term investment before.
Yes.
Now, bringing this platform to them, okay, fine, this is a platform you can invest and earn in 4 months or in 6 months or in 1 year. They feel like it's not satisfying to them because their first notion, their first introduction to all these investment platforms were Ponzi scheme, which have worked for them. So they find it very difficult to adjust to the real thing. And those type of people as well, they are easily being scammed when it comes to timing. Because somebody will come and say, okay, fine. Since these people doesn't like long-term investment, mm-hmm. let's present short-term investment to them. That will give them high yield return. There is this one that actually hit very hard recently. It lasts for about over 5 years.
Wow.
That is Wintrees.
Oh.
It looks so
real.
Seriously,
you mean Wintrees isn't a genuine investment?
It's built fully on Ponzi scheme.
Are you serious? But they lasted very long.
They lasted very long because they have a long-term plan.
So were you saying that they didn't have a genuine intention?
Well, from the study we have is they do everything possible to keep the system running and have a target.
Wow.
Now, their target is regardless of what they will spend. Now, let me give you an instance. They started since before MMM.
Oh.
They have been existing since around 2013, 2014. Now, they don't have much attention because their timing is a bit long, but they try to keep that consistency with a target.
Oh.
And their target is to get the audience. When they get the audience, over the years, what they might have spent, let me say they spend roughly around 1 million naira per year building the platform and growing. Now, they spent over 5 years doing the same thing. And when MMM goes out of market or out of existence, other smaller platforms couldn't exist. They happen to have the attention of people. And their investment platform attract high amounts of investment. Not just amount of investment, you invest, let's say, 10,000, 20. They target hundreds of thousands of naira.
Exactly, exactly.
And there are people who invest millions of naira into that platform. Now, keeping that integrity that they did make them to look very, very genuine. And I know people who invest invest 10 million naira on this platform.
Yeah.
Because they have their own analysis and mathematics that they do. They are not all these smaller type of scams that they just want to get maybe 50K, 100K and
yes,
go. No,
yes,
no, no.
Yes.
They are targeting billions of naira.
Yeah, exactly.
And from the estimates, at the end of their plan, they have gone over with over 50 billion of naira. From Nigerians that invested on that platform. Naira and currency investment, cryptocurrency investment, and even our local investment, over billions of naira are gone on that platform. Now, that is nothing compared to what they put in to achieve that is nothing compared to what they gain. They haven't spent up to 100 million naira. and they have gone with billions of naira.
You know, I have come across this platform very well. To my perspective, I believe that they invested a lot of time in branding, in putting up their analysis, in putting up their content. I'm still trying to absorb this shock. Like you said, Winters is it's like a Ponzi scheme. Wow, it's still shocking to me, seriously. But what about a company that took its time to brand itself properly and at the end it's a Ponzi scheme? What do you have to say about that?
There are a lot of them as well that are like that.
That brand themselves,
in fact,
and end up being a Ponzi scheme.
That is why currently when you're making research about companies, it's not all about them having a good name, having a brand, or having a physical office. There are people who take their time, and actually build a virtual system, meaning a business model that is not existing. It's just, okay, they have the office, they furnish everything, they put in a lot of money and resources. I've come across one. They put a lot more of money and resources, set up their office and say, okay, fine, we're investing into this, we're doing this, we're doing that. They can even go as far as probably securing a physical resource that will look like they're into that business.
Wow.
Probably vehicles, brand them with their name. So that when you see them, you'll be like, wow, these people are really ready for business. And you'll be like, no, since they can do all these things,
and they all polish all this thing online, they'll make us see that this thing is well branded.
They have
online.
Physical office. If you want to even see their physical office, you go and see the physical office.
So it's beyond being scam online.
Some of them go as far as having a CAC.
Wow.
So their interest is they can nowadays we have, okay, fine, I can have fake ID. I have fake ID. With fake ID, I can do almost everything.
Yeah.
I go and register for CAC with my fake ID. I got it approved. It's not my name. Probably the highest they can see is my passport. It's not my name. I can create fake email address. I have fake numbers. So what else? The only thing they can have there is what? My passport. Which I can even vividly disguise myself. They go as far as having a CAC document. Have all necessary documents that may make them look real and genuine. Have physical office. Have every resource that we, you know, you'll be so convinced that these people have really done a lot. And their target is what? If I'm using, let's say, 5 million to set up this, I should be able to get times 100 of that. Which, in most cases, they go away with it. Now, how do you tend to go away, or how do you tend to fish this kind of people out? Is by consistency. Although we said there are some of them that last for as long as 5 years and more. But then, how many of them can last this long and then have these physical resources managed for this long? These are two things I put in place whenever I'm making a study of a system. Those physical resources they say they have, how long have they been operating it? If they are into business of, let's say, maybe real estate, do they have a sample of real estate that they have actually built on? Can you verify if truly they have done that transact this business of this?
Sorry, let me quickly ask you a question. So how do you verify all this thing online? Because if I'm at my office and I'm looking for a means to invest,
yes,
and probably we all know that a lot of things are going online and we believe in online thing quite a lot. Now, how do I verify all this thing online? Because you know we're all about information security and cyber security.
Yes.
Now, I can see a well-branded company with their analysis, with their calculation, with everything. Probably I'm not at that physical location, or I'm not at your place. Now, how do I know that? How do I do my research? How do I verify that investment platform?
Good. Outside investing their physical office, one of the best way you can get them fished out is review.
Review.
Yes. There are a lot of platforms that once you get a name of a particular platform, and that platform probably is a scam, or it's not yet to be known as a scam.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, for instance, this there's this Nigerian social media platform, this Naira, is it Naira, what do you call it?
Naira Land.
Naira Land, for instance.
Yeah, yeah.
Naira Land, for instance. In most cases, almost every platform, once you go there and say, okay, fine, do anybody know about this platform?
Okay.
If it is a scam, in fact, there is hardly going to be somebody who have not been scammed
yeah,
in that
yeah,
platform
yeah, okay.
Because it's one of the heavy, and mostly people go there for review. Mm-hmm. There are other platforms which I can't remember their name now that do review. And then if you can go on other, maybe even on Google, you can just Google search their name. If there's any negative comment on that platform, you can easily get it there.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe acting, is this a scam? If there's anybody who have posted something regardless of that platform as a scam, because there are a lot of people who, if they are being scammed by that platform,
yeah,
they'll go online and
yeah,
start ranting.
Yeah, yeah,
now,
yeah, exactly.
These reviews from different people, from those who have been scammed, those who are about to be scammed and they find out, they post their review online. And if you can easily lay your hand on those reviews, you can also say, okay, fine, these are people. Even if they look so convincing. That review is one of the best things you can get to be able to fish out, okay, fine. Okay, if I go online and I find a good review, it's not really enough, but it's actually a step ahead for me. But once I find a bad review, it means I should just find my way out.
I'm really, really enjoying and gaining a lot of things. That's what I want to ask. How do people believe the growing up of the startup investment system in Nigeria?
Can you please reframe the question?
How do people believe the growing up of the startup investment system in Nigeria?
How do people...
So a lot of investment startup companies are coming up in Nigeria, right?
Okay, yes.
Now, how do people believe in the genuine coming up? Like, for instance, A-Step Resources, okay. I believe in that because I've seen all your resources. I've seen everything I've been going to. You're up to 3 years in the business, and there is a quite there's a very good returns on your business.
Okay.
Now, how do people believe in such type of investments like your own?
Well, I believe one thing I noticed in startups and people believing in those startups is your consistency.
Okay.
And then the person behind the business. A brand of a business is not just the designs, it's not the what do you call it, the logo, the name. No, it is the person. You as the person engineering the business, you are the brand of that business. And how you tend to maintain and manage the business is actually one of the key things that people look at in order to believe in your own startup. Forget about maybe there are people that they will have money, push money, make the business look blossom and look cute. But the person behind it, the management behind it, if they are not up and doing, they don't seem to be convincing. If you're going to people like, okay, fine, I'm into this and I want you to invest in me. They're not most people are not interested in what the business is all about. It's about you.
Yeah.
I can remember what Jack Ma and one of Masayoshi was saying when Masayoshi invested billions of naira into what do you call this platform?
Alibaba. AliExpress.
When they asked him, why did you invest such amount of money into this business? He was like, no, it's not about the business.
Yeah, exactly.
It's about the Jack Ma himself.
Jack Ma himself.
He seems to be a good team lead. He doesn't know all these technical skills, but he's very good at something. He knows how to use resources. When I say resources, I mean he knows how to use people, how to bring people together and make them work. And these key things that are in people is what mostly investors look at. Can you be able to handle? Some people are good at what? Handling pressure. Some are good at management. Some people, they have different inbuilt skills that you can't just take it from them. Now, these are the things that people look at when they see a startup. How is this person going to, if I give him this kind of money or if I invest into this, can he be able to deliver? Can he be, because no matter if your business model, if you won't be able to deliver, it won't be able to flourish.
Wow.
So the person behind the startup is one of the key things that people look at. It's not about anybody who you see looking at, and this business cannot give good profits, or this business is not going to trend in this environment. It doesn't understand what business is.
Okay. Thank you so much for the great insight. I think we are coming to the end of this wonderful section because, yeah, we are all knowing that one source of income is not just very okay now. You need to have multiple streams of income. And due to that, people are falling for different online scams. So Lola has a last question for you that will round up the whole topic. So Lola, what's the question for him?
So what advice do you have for internet users that are looking for trustworthy investment platforms?
Well, information. Information. If you are not informed, you will be deformed.
That's right.
So whatever you're doing online, you need to focus on the security of your information, and you need to be informed about any other thing you are going into.
Okay.
It's very, very unhealthy of us to just see a platform and rush into it. No matter how genuine it seems, how it may look, there is always this, it's always better to take your time, get a study time. In fact, you can invest as much as a month studying that platform. This is the money we're talking about. Some of us, on averagely, let me use Niger State as an instance, on averagely, nobody earns more than 30K in a month, on average. Now imagine you putting in probably, maybe at the end of the month, what you can earn from friends and family, from your side hustle, is no more than 30K. And then you now put it into a platform and it died. Is it not better for you to take that time and study the system
and then
get a genuine platform and invest it? Or is it not better for you to even invest in investment that seems worthy and take longer time than investing in something that is short time and then your money is at risk. So be informed about whatever you are going into. No matter how long it will take you, get proper information. Thank you so much.
So to round up what you have said, I think what I really picked and I'm going to make use of it is that we should try and search for reviews. We can go quickly on this most popular Nigerian platform, Naira Land, because I believe anybody that have been scammed, will surely go online and go and rant. So one of the places that they go and complain is Naira Land. Yeah. They try to go and voice out their anger online. So you could quickly go to Naira Land and type in whatever platform you notice. Is this platform genuine? Is this platform real? Have you been scammed with this platform? So the moment you are being introduced to an investment platform, please try and go online and do a quick search on it. So Google reviews also a good thing. Just go to Google search bar and type in the name of the platform and you get a lot of reviews on what people have said, both positive and negative, of what people have said about that platform. And the third one is get information, and a quick question online will help you figure out a genuine investment platform. Thank you so much, Barry, for coming on our show, and we look forward to having more productive conversation with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. For more on this, visit www.proverex.com and at Proverex on Instagram and Twitter.